Hello, and welcome to Crosstalk, a podcast where two friends solve the New York Times Thursday crossword puzzle and then talk about it. I'm your co-host, Colin, and with me, as always, is your co-host, Laura, a.k.a.
Hello!
I have no nicknames, a.k.a. the well runneth dry.
That's me, the well runneth dry. Hi, everyone. We were just talking about Jewish holidays, which I feel like we can continue talking about. Do you have anything to atone for Yom Kippur?
Oh, I was going to ask you that.
Oh, shit. Mind melded. We're so mind melded right now.
When is it? Is it this week, upcoming weekend?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know exactly what day.
Oh, man. It's too late now, because before we start recording, you were like, oh, we'll do some good segments, but we could do atoning for our cross, like, our crossword Yom Kippur.
Our crossword sins. Okay, it's next Sunday, so that is the day we record. That could work, but
it's a day we record.
it's one of the many today. It's Tuesday, so hard to know.
Yeah, to say it's the day we record is generous. We tried to record yesterday, and then we're just like, hey, let's shoot the shit.
I feel like we needed that. We've been in like a dark spot in our friendship. I'm just trying to build intrigue with the listeners. Okay,
due to
so
lack
what
of
do you
shit
what,
shooting?
Yeah, the less shit shooting you have, the more shit you have to shoot between the two of you, you know what I mean? What kind of sins do you have to atone for during this year's crossword Yom Kippur?
I mean, guess like
Yom Kippur words.
We should probably atone to every single constructor who has written a Thursday that we have done an episode about.
That we've just torn to shreds.
Or just like, this sucks.
This sucks. Every time we open the crossword, being like, oh, this one. Oh, I guess I'll atone for that.
Speaking about atoning, can we talk about, I know this is not one of the predetermined ones we were going to talk about, but I want to talk about it. Can you talk about last Tuesdays?
A week ago.
Let me find it and bring it up. It was September 15th. Amanda Rafkin and Ross Trudeau.
I like this one.
It was good. Okay. The theme.
Keep your pants on.
Yeah. Theme 30 across. Keep your pants on. Be patient. Or advice seemingly ignored by 17, 24, 52, and 62 across. And those were all cartoon characters who don't wear pants. Porky Pig, Scrooge McDuck, Winnie the Pooh, and Yogi Bear. That's a cute theme. That's nice for a Tuesday. And then, of course, you open up Rex, and Rex, like, lost his fucking mind. He's like, ah, no, cartoon characters wear pants. He's like, I don't understand the theme. What are they even talking about? Cartoon characters don't wear pants.
Oh my god. Some do.
And it was what? Dude is a university professor. Like, I think he is smart enough. And in fact, he even gets there in the post to be like, well, I guess maybe these cartoon characters were tops but no bottoms, but still.
Yes.
Like, yeah, ta-da. You
exactly.
Did it.
You figured it out.
I'm curious, maybe he writes the blog posts as like a stream of consciousness and then never edits them, so he is like, by the end of it, he's like, I'm not mad anymore, but I never edited out the part where I was mad.
So
okay,
funny.
here's how his blog post goes. This is rexwordpuzzle.blogspot.com, the preeminent reviewer of the New York Times crossword puzzles. Garfield doesn't wear pants. Snoopy doesn't wear pants. Huckleberry Hound doesn't wear pants. Snagglepuss doesn't wear pants. Bugs Bunny, pantsless. Cartoon animals frequently don't wear pants. And now there's a theme about that for some reason.
Oh my god.
I guess it's since all the themers all wear tops of some kind. Question mark, question mark, question mark. They seem particularly pantsless.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh my
gosh. And we were
talking
about it that SpongeBob SquarePants would be the opposite. Like,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a tie, but he wears pants, no top.
Yeah,
and so
there's got to be more.
It exists. Yeah.
Yeah, vamp while I Google cartoon characters, tops, no pants, no bottoms.
Yeah, well, that's also your, like, porn queries, so.
No, mine is cartoon characters topping.
Topping, no pants. Cartoon characters topping.
Okay, I searched for cartoon characters tops, no bottoms, and I got nothing good. Top hit, top 50 cartoon characters of all time, the top 20 list of most famous cartoon characters, 15 LGBTQ cartoon characters were glad came out.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Sorry.
But yeah, this puzzle is good, and Rex is a crank, and I think he needs to, like, meditate more.
Yeah, notorious crank, Rex Parker.
Yeah. Really liked having... Okay, my one problem with this is that there are two bears. There's Yogi Bear and Winnie the Pooh.
And then
Porky Pig and Scrooge McDuck. Like, let's have four different types of cartoons here.
But these may be the only four.
Do you think? Is there no other...
Well, I am scrolling through this list of the top 50 cartoon characters of all time.
Just to see.
Just to see. Yeah, number 32, Bill from Schoolhouse Rock. Yeah, I guess that's pretty good. This list is nuts. Donald Duck is 36. Donald Duck deserves to be much higher than 36.
That's insane. That's Donald Duck erasure.
Yeah. Spider-Man? Number 44 is Spider-Man. I mean, I don't think of Spider-Man as like a cartoon.
Cartoon character?
Yeah. He's sort of like an everything character. Number 7 on this is The Grinch. What do you think about that?
Ooh. He's not good. He's kind of like a bad dude.
top 5 on this list. Number 5, Charlie Brown. Good. I guess. Okay. But again, he's like he's sort of the way The Grinch is, where he's like, didn't start as a cartoon. Number 4.
Wait, I'm going to guess the rest. Okay. Family Feud style. Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. That was number 1.
Number 1. Okay. Pepe Le Pew.
All right, you have 2 more X's.
Fred Flintstone.
He's number 7. No, number 6. You're so close.
Homer Simpson.
Yes, number 2.
Number 2. Okay, Bugs, then Homer, then
there's a big one, okay. And then there's a hard one.
There's a big one and then there's a hard one. I guess like Lois from Family Guy.
All right, number 3 is Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Jesus.
And number 4, okay, which I would consider to be the hard one, is Bart Simpson.
Oh, what? Oh, damn. I thought about it, but I thought they wouldn't do that.
Here's a sentence written by the description of Bart Simpson, written by someone who has never watched The Simpsons. Bart Simpson is Homer Simpson's son and his arch nemesis.
What?
I personally don't agree with that depiction.
Personally don't see value in that. That's weird. I'm sure there are like some episodes where like they fight, but
yeah,
arch nemesis is not quite,
it's probably not it. I was watching an episode of The Simpsons the other day and Kirby T was in the room, notorious cartoon skeptic, and there was like a line where Bart had like joined the equivalent of the Boy Scouts, and he was like, oh hey, I signed up for this father-son rafting trip, and Homer goes, huh, you don't have a son. And that made Kirby laugh out loud. Just like someone who's very not funny, paying attention at all.
That's a very, very good joke. That just happened. I've been watching a lot of BoJack in here. Obsessed with BoJack Horseman. And
not on this list.
Weird. Not even Diane Nguyen? Wow. Shocking. And they had the line like, George Clooner's from the Nazi who played Yahtzee. And that got one of my roommates who was in the kitchen. She laughed. Not watching the show. The Nazi who played Yahtzee is such a funny like name for a period piece, like a serious period piece.
That's funny. One of the strengths of that show is just like the ability to combine like sounding words into silly sentences.
It's unbelievable.
Imagine if we gave that writer's room a stab at naming an episode of Crosstalk.
Oh, they would go crazy. Oh, the things they would come up with. If they could come up with nicknames for me, oh my God.
If we used last Tuesday's puzzle as the naming, which we won't, it would probably be Al Gore Slayer.
Al Gore Slayer.
Slayer Mall Al Gore. That's pretty good too.
That's pretty good. I would probably do yelling at Papa.
It's cut out. We said this was going to happen before, but we didn't come up with any sort of game plans to actually rectify it.
The game plan was that we would so just keep talking, which I'm doing. I heard you the entire time. You didn't hear me. Oh, you still can't hear me. This is wild. Okay, I'm just gonna say some nice things about Colin while he can't hear me.
Now he's hear you.
Truly. Oh no! I was just about to go into my genuine compliments.
Don't
do it. That's my nightmare.
If you're thinking about giving a genuine compliment, don't.
Don't.
Have you ever, I know the answer to this is no. Have you ever watched Grindhouse, that Tarantino Robert Rodriguez movie?
No, certainly not.
It's a movie that's like, it's like two sort of like pulp movies in one, but it also comes with a bunch of fake trailers. The only fake trailer I remember was directed by Eli Roth, and it's like a horror movie that's like, if you're, it's for a movie called Don't, and the whole trailer is just like, if you're thinking about opening that door, don't. If you're thinking about going into the closet, don't. If you're thinking about turning on the lights, don't. It just keeps going. It's very funny.
Oh my god, I love it. I love trailers with conceits.
I love conceited trailers.
Yeah, me too. I love a person with a conceit too.
Okay, we doing this?
Okay.
We're talking Puzz.
Let's talk Puzz. Let's talk Thursday Puzz.
TP, Thursday Puzz.
Okay, so today, Simeon, I mean, this Thursday's was...
Seagull debut.
Simeon Seagull, SS. Love a debut. This one's also a
love
cool...
an SS.
Oh, no, sorry. Did I say that? Why did I say that? Why? That's not fair. I didn't mean to. Yeah, I mean, this is a great... This is a great theme for, like, a new person. I think some of these long ones are, like, annoying. Like, Shenandoah River, Dagwood Sandwich. I don't know. Okay, let's talk about the theme. So there's two big plus signs in the middle of the grid in black squares. And when a long fill goes through those plus signs, you have to imagine that the subset and is in there. So Whoa. Six down, we have the grr. And then 42 down is Ole Opry, but connecting them is and, so it's the Grand Ole Opry. Cool. Nine down, we have golden handcuffs, but and is in that black square. Then we got Shenandoah River, which I didn't know. And then we had Dagwood Sandwich, which I didn't know either. And then in the middle, of course, 39 across, just such a funny thing to have as a revealer. 39 across plus with a hint to four pairs of answers in this puzzle. And the answer is just and. Like, just such a filler word. Like, and that's the revealer. And. But it, yeah.
Yeah, it's and. The only time that and has probably been like a good a good clue. All right, I'm looking
like a
up.
Meaty fill.
And on expert info to see, well, some previous clueings of and. So what?
Like, and is the most boring film.
Then what happened and. Along with?
And.
Ampersand. Plus.
And.
Words sometimes alighted to its middle letter.
Ew.
None
no.
of these are good. Okay, here's the Eric Agard PB&J filling question mark. That's okay.
Complicated.
How about why is to Spanish as blank is to English?
That's kind of fun.
Okay, and now let's find some old ones. Ah, mama in her kerchief, blank eye in my cap. That's good.
That's cute.
So many of these. I mean, there's so many clues from the 50s and 40s. That's just the word conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think those people were old and stuffy.
Okay.
Was there anything fun about this puzzle?
Dagwood Sandwich.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm just. It's like an overstuffed sandwich, like a hero sort of, or like a club sandwich, maybe.
Got it. Sounds delicious.
I'm looking at the rows, the fifth to last and fourth to last rows. You can say, yum, eight tacos. Is that cool? And you also have female and feel me on top of each other, which look like each other.
I know. I was going to bring that up, and then I was like, maybe I'm just horny right now. But female and feel me on top of each other is crazy.
It is horny.
That's a pretty horny puzzle, gotta say. Simeon, what were you up to, Simeon?
Simeon, chill out. Okay, what do you think about 27 down? Small glass container. It's a... file?
File.
P-H-I-A-L.
That I feel like that's in Harry Potter a lot.
A lot.
But, yeah. That's like where I recognize that from. I think it's like British. It's got to be British for like a vial.
Yeah. Right. They make PHS Vs over there.
Yeah, they do crazy things over there.
The shit they get up to. Okay, debuts in this puzzle are CD stand kept open. Because
that's not a real thing.
Yeah, music holder for cloud storage. Like the browser windows of a multitasker kept open.
Kept open. Insane.
And guy friends in slang. Bras.
Bras. It's not really...
Bras, me and my bras. Yeah, I mean, you know, poor guy. I'm sure you just had like you needed. Unfortunately, bras was the least bad option to make this grid work.
Yeah, well, I mean,
18 across, super fan of a certain 2010s pop star, Belieber. Like it is, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it was crossing with Alistair's though, which I didn't know what Alistair's was at all.
It's A-listers.
Sorry, I just had to take a breath. What did you say?
The clue is stars, and the answer is A-listers.
A-listers! My God! Am I dumb? And if so, is that a problem?
I didn't get 15 across. It's Apollo Chi?
Apollo-xy?
Apollo-xy? About 600 million viewers watched its pilot in 1969. Apollo XI. How do you feel about... Look, I think it's fine to put the Roman numerals in there. Like, I understand that there's Roman numerals in there, but it's like... I don't know. It's just strange to me that it's not Apollo 11.
Yeah, but you can't... How would you do that?
You wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah,
you should have to do okay, here's my crossword law. Like if the answer is an abbreviation, then the clue contains an abbreviation. So if your answer contains Roman numerals and your clue has numbers in it, they have to be Roman numerals.
About 600 million, so about, I don't even know what that is. About LC million viewers.
Yeah.
Watched its pilot.
In MMC whatever. 1969 would be, I think, would be very long in Roman numerals.
I really liked this way the clue was 19 across was very boring word. The clue is third word of many a limerick, which is so fun. There once was a meh. I was like, right. Oh, that's a cool way to. It's yeah, Simeon, good job. Maybe Will Shorts, good job.
MCMLXIX. That's 1969 in Roman numerals.
They should have to do it.
Yeah, legally they should have to do it.
Okay, I want to leave this puzzle because I want to talk about our good friend and mentor Sam Trabuco's puzzle
and
on
friend
Sunday.
Of the pod.
Do we have anything else?
Do you want to do times for Thursday?
Yeah, I got 909.
Oh, you beat me! I got 952.
Wow! Ooh, that feels good. Even with Alistair's, I beat you.
Yeah. Okay, and now we're moving on to friend of the pod, okay. Sam, who did text us, please talk about this.
This guy is so thirsty, he texts us, please talk about my puzzle, and we already were going to, so he
that's
didn't
true.
Do that at all.
And also Sam doesn't listen, right? So we could say whatever we want.
Yeah, he will never listen to this. Sam, we love you. We deeply love you. Run away with us. He'll never listen. It doesn't matter. Okay, this was a very, to me, incredibly cool way to do word ladders.
I agree.
I could not believe the construction. I could not believe that there was rise at the beginning and fall at the end. That
I can believe he made it.
Stunning
yeah.
to me.
Sunday, September 20th, 2020, Sam Trabuco. So it's called word ladders. So word ladder normally, do we all know what a word ladder is? It's like... a series of words where you change one letter each time and the permutations are all real words and they often start and end at a fun place. So this one has a word ladder in it. Rise, rile, file, fill, fall. And in general, I feel like sometimes a word ladder is a theme for a Monday, maybe rarer now. And I love them. I think word ladders are so fun.
They're so fun. Yes.
But what did Sam say in the construction notes? He was like, I think word letters are kind of stale, and I probably wouldn't, you can't just like do a normal word letter anymore.
Brutal. Brutal.
He said, I've seen them maligned as hackneyed the last few times they appeared. I wonder what that means. That means like Rex was like, this is hackneyed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like some dudes on Twitter were like, oh, boring.
Okay, can you explain what the deal is, though?
Okay, so this is cool because you kind of have to traverse the ladder.
Sam Traverso.
Or you have to... Sam Traverso. Hey, Alakazam. Have we ever said that? Alakazam Trabuco?
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
And how about Alec Shazam? Just for someone named Alec.
Alec Shazam. Oh, do we have any Alecs in our life?
No, I have a cousin. My cousin Alec. And my grandfather. Does that count?
Both Alec?
Wow. Yeah.
Alec Shazam.
Alec Shazam.
That's pretty cool. Okay, that's cool.
So yeah, I would say we do have some in our life.
I guess I've been proven wrong. Okay, so for Rise, you kind of have to take this clue that says reason for people to hide, and the answer is surprise party. But you have to traverse. How do I explain this? You have to go down.
You have to go down.
It just finishes it on the other.
The letters line. Of the word ladder are vertical. Thank you. I don't even know how to say it. And so the first half starts on one line, and then it goes down through the word ladder, and then the second half is on a different line, and it intersects with a word that's doing the same thing. That's starting on the bottom and going up. The word ladder to the other side. How did he do this?
It's insane. So then we have 31 across that's not wanted, undesirable. So the ESIR of undesirable is the rise of surprise party. So it kind of traverses, they just intersect each other. It's insane. I don't know how he did this. surprise party and undesirable both share rise, but they cross each other and finish on different lines. So we've got travel iron and sterile glove
travel iron
and we've travel iron. Yeah, that's not really a real thing, but I'll forgive him of that. Like, sure, travel iron. You know, I bring my travel
iron. Bring your travel iron.
Oh shit, I forgot my travel iron. We got profile pic and for the life of me. I thought For the Life of Me was a really, really fun one because I kept trying to parse it in different ways. I was just like, Fordella? No. Fortelli? No. And then we have fruit filling and mollifying for Phil. And we have root of all evil and vanilla flan for fall.
Vanilla flan.
Super fun. Yeah. Which also gave us Rutoflan. When you're just reading it across, which makes me think of like root beer flan, which is fun. Yeah, so I mean, all of these were good. I think travel iron is like the only kind of stretch. Other than that, they're all like normal words. Like,
yeah,
nothing
they're all
too
like regular
weird.
Words. Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know how that's possible.
All right, I'm looking at the debuts in this puzzle.
Yeah.
Like excluding all the
so many.
Yeah, as usual with Sam, he just like debuts a ton. Peter the Fourth, Allen Iverson, Iconopop, Mixed Reviews, Coin Flipper, Go Live, I Call Dibs, Google's Award Galas, and Bro Date.
Bro Date.
Bro Date.
Interesting fill to put in Bro Date.
I know.
I think it's risky to put in Bro Date. But I love a Bro Date. Rex, of course, thought that a Bro Date is just a date and there's no such thing as a Bro Date. I think there is something about like two heterosexual men going on like a date-like experience that you can definitely call it a Bro Date. It's fun. It's fine.
Yeah, do you think there's something, I don't know how to fully explain this, but like Rex is like, this is a thing that shouldn't exist. Sure, granted, but it does. Like, people do say Bro Date.
Yeah.
So does that make it valid to put
in
a puzzle?
Yeah, like clam chowder shouldn't exist, but that's 57 across. Like, you
why
can't
shouldn't
be like,
clam chowder
is gross. I just think it's gross. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Depends. Depends on where you get it. But you can't just be like, I don't like this thing. Like, it's a thing. I think the one I had just like more, the one that caused a more visceral reaction with me was 123 across. I called dibs, just because I feel like my brain immediately went to like men calling dibs on women, which
oh,
this clue
say,
did not
the youngest
say.
Of four. You never got
really
anything you wanted.
I never got dibs. My Sims got dibs and I got nibs.
That one's yeah, mine. So, I call dibs. Right. So you're envisioning like a bunch of bro dates at the bar.
Yeah. Seeing just like some fresh meat come in with like some hot 93 across tan line. I don't know. Yeah. And then, yeah, I don't know. And then one of them is like, ooh, that one's mine.
I call dibs.
Look at their 131 acrosses, arses.
Arses.
And yeah.
I'd love to rub them down with really 99 nice. Across less oil.
Less oil. Clorox cleanser.
Less oil.
Yeah. And then someone else is like, oh, 49 across. I concur.
I call dibs and I concur. That's fun. For the life of me, I call
yeah,
dibs.
I call dibs. Yeah. Then, okay. So I think. Then the other thing that Rex kind of got mad about was 66 across, 66 down, which is star, 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 and star, 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 star,
yeah.
Say, which the answer was mixed reviews, which I loved. I thought it was good.
Rex was like, you don't do
so
reviews with asterisks. I'm like, okay,
what
they can't fucking
like,
print
a
star in the newspaper.
Yes. Yes, and people use that all the time, and it's a star.
Is this just like
what is the problem?
Have we turned into like a Rex podcast?
We're just a Rex roast. Yeah.
Rex roast. I mean, I'm sure he could take it, right? He can dish it out. He dishes it
yeah,
out, but
I mean,
he can take it too.
If he can dish it, yeah, I'm sure he can take it. He's cool as hell. I actually love that guy.
Rex, come on the pod.
Even though he's a 44 down.
Ours.
Ours.
Despot.
Yeah, I also loved Swiss Miss being in here. That was just like a very fun love of Swiss Miss. I also love coin flipper as a noun.
Coin flipper is funny. NFL referee at the start of overtime. Coin flipper.
Yeah, makes sense. Coin
it would be interesting. I mean, maybe this wasn't the original clue, but like, why not NFL referee at the start of regulation? Like, they are also a coin flipper there.
Yeah. Yeah. How about? Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. How about? Well, no. Like, I'm freaking out.
That's good.
Oh no, there's smoke coming out of my ears. Just me being like,
how about not?
How about now? The other thing I kind of learned during this puzzle was 16 down kind of tests with unproven accuracy, which is a lie detector. Very fun to me because I just watched both Blade Runners and I was thinking about how the
what's it called?
The replicant test.
It has like a crazy name. It's named after a person, right?
Is it? Oh, I don't know it.
The Voight-Kampff test.
Voight-Kampff test? Mind-Kampff.
Yeah.
That's funny. I really liked in the second one, they had this other test, the baseline test, to test if a replicant was like deviated from their like factory settings. And they would just say a bunch of like aggressive things, and then you have to repeat the word cells after. It's like, my mother hanged herself. Cells. I feel lonely all the time. Cells. Very fun scene. Now that a baseline test is one I would love to take every morning just to make sure I'm like raring to go and unemotional.
That's funny. There was. Did you watch Ad Astra? Speaking of other
no,
sort of like bleak,
I don't do
bleak
Latin.
space movies with handsome people. Mm-hmm. It was like a space movie with Brad Pitt that came out last year, but he had to do it similar. He was an astronaut and he had to like every day like do like a journal. Like he had to do like an audio journal and then they would like parse it to be like you're too stressed out or like you're like capable of mm-hmm. continuing with the mission. And so it's like similar to that.
Yeah. I love things like that because you know it's like a Chekhov's test. Like you know at some point obviously, he's gonna fail that test.
You're not okay.
Off the baseline.
Yeah.
And I think in this way movie it happened. Oh, I can't spoil it, but it was very surprising to me when he deviated from his baseline.
Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, it's too recent.
Wasn't it cool that he had like a virtual girlfriend? I remember that was the part I liked about it the most. Or was his wife?
Was obsessed with that girlfriend for sure. That was so cool. Just his, kind of exploring
he was
like what
like,
it means
living
to have
with
feelings.
Like an echo. He was like,
was
cool.
Yeah. And like, is that real? And I think one of the most depressing moments was at the end when he, after she dies, he's like talking to a big advertisement for another one of the same model of that his like girlfriend was. And she calls him like the same name. So there was like nothing special in their relationship at all. It was just like, you know, that's just the program.
Yeah.
Very depressing. See him looking up at that like advertisement and being like, oh, nothing in my life is authentic at all.
you ever watch Her?
Good movie. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Hey, you ever watch that episode of BoJack Horseman where two phones fall in love? And that I have never laughed so hard as I did at that scene where basically one Siri starts talking to another Siri, they fall in love, and then it's revealed that like an update will remove the capacity to fall in love, and so they start begging Todd, the character, not to update them so that they can stay in love, but he updates them anyway. It's heartbreaking.
That's funny.
So funny. Okay, this puzzle was good as hell.
I think
you suffer from having, I mean, I think Sam even mentioned this in his like constructor notes, but because of this crazy construction you have to have some like garbage like Judy Tenuta,
Peter Iv
or
Citrine.
Yeah, I mean
maybe Citrine
like, not
is
too
good.
Many bad ones.
Yeah,
I felt fine with Citrine. Yeah, truly nothing like terrible, I would say. Yeah, this felt like fine. And it was such a cool theme that it was worth it.
It was worth it.
I think the only thing that would have made this a cooler theme, and I think it's truly impossible, is if the acrosses also made a different word. So like superable and undeparty and steron and travaglove, if like they also made a different word. But
yeah,
absolutely
I think
impossible.
That would be impossible.
Yeah.
Did you this is vaguely, so we've talked about on the pod how we want to make a computer that program that can write across a puzzle, right? Did you read Jeff Chen's notes yesterday? Jeff wrote his notes yesterday. A couple of years ago, a crossword-solving friend of mine who's a 10x engineer at Google innocently mused that most of crossword making should be automatable. Okay, I agree with that guy.
Uh-huh.
Ah, young Padawan, I said in a terrible Yoda accent. But a theme, how about? A novel idea AI cannot generate. Okay, I can't believe I did this. Then his friend, his straw man, says, oh, it can't be that hard. How about King Kong, Ping Pong, Ding Dong? And Jeff says, would you have fun solving such a simple rhyming puzzle? His friend paused. Maybe it is that hard. But it's not. Well, it's hard creating them. But again, my theory continues to be that if we make a program that generates every single possible crossword ever, then all you have to do is just think of a good theme and it exists. We just find it in the database.
Search.
You're just like, I want a puzzle that has Ping Pong, King Kong, Ding Dong.
And then boom, you find that one. Or you find a couple different examples of one.
Yeah. All we have to do is make it. All we have to do is generate every crossword puzzle ever.
We got to get back into it. We took a little break as we like separate across the country, but
and got depressed
and got depressed and smoke came in through every window.
That's
but
true.
Let's get back on it.
Can you give the good listeners across like just a big deep breath of you being like, oh, I can breathe the air.
feels so good. I love breathing. This might not last forever, but for now, pretty good.
For now, breathing's pretty good.
Okay, I gotta go eat lunch, so
hell yeah.
We're wrapping.
And give the listeners a little taste of what's for lunch.
I'm gonna get a fork and a can of tuna and just eat it up.
Oh no, boy.
That's so funny. Just gonna open a can of tuna, gonna slurp out the water, and then I'm gonna
just like a cat.
Just take the whole chunk of meat into my mouth, one big bite, go up.
Yeah, you get one of those the non-chunk tuna, the one where it's like just literally it's like a brick of tuna inside the can.
I'm gonna eat the brick and yum, yum. Swallow it. Just gonna take a lot of water to wash that down.
That does Melanie, remind me.
Raring to go.
While we were recording, I was on the Hudson Valley Facebook page. So I'll just leave you with this post cool. An hour ago by Charles Perry Sprawls. Hi all. Does anyone know of a local source for old brick? Free would be great, but I'm willing to pay.
Wow.
Happy solving.
Happy solving.